Welcome to The Flash Business, where we dive deep into the economic and financial currents shaping our world today. On this episode, we're unpacking the ever-evolving landscape of summer vacations, dissecting the Federal Reserve's bold stance on interest rates, and exploring the disparities in wealth distribution across the United States. Joining me to navigate these topics are our reporters Rachel, Lester, and Laura, each bringing their insights to the table. Let's dive in. Kicking things off, Rachel's been looking into how summer vacations are changing. Rachel, what's going on?
Thanks, Wendy. It's fascinating. Despite no direct mentions of Wall Street magnates canceling their vacations, there's a broader shift happening. The Wall Street Journal points to rising costs, with hotel prices and airfares dramatically up from last year. Yet, demand for vacations remains high, fueled by a desire to make up for pandemic restrictions.
So it's more about adapting rather than canceling.
Exactly. People are choosing destinations based on affordability, even if it means staying closer to home. Concurrently, political climates like those in Florida are influencing decisions too. And interestingly, the New York Times notes many Americans aren't using their paid leave, citing work concerns and a culture of productivity.
Quite a complex picture. What would you say are the key takeaways?
Well, economic pressures, pandemic aftermath, and societal norms are merging to redefine vacations. It's not just about where people are going, but how they're negotiating their needs and values in a rapidly changing world.
Next, we're turning to Lester, who's been examining the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions. Lester, it's a topic getting a lot of attention.
Indeed, Wendy. Maintaining higher interest rates has sparked widespread debate. Despite concerns over borrowing costs and economic growth, there's a different side to this story. NBC News reports that with inflation slightly above target, these rates could actually signify strong economic health.
A counterintuitive perspective, for sure.
Precisely. And history provides context. Like in the early 80s, higher rates helped curb inflation, ultimately benefiting the economy. Moreover, robust demand might mean the impact on everyday consumers isn't as dire as feared. However, concerns linger about sustained high rates without fiscal prudence.
So it's a balancing act?
Absolutely. The debate over a higher-for-longer strategy is nuanced, with potential repercussions for corporate America and consumers alike. Ultimately, it's about achieving stability and resilience in the economy.
Bringing our discussion to a close, Laura's explored wealth distribution across the states. Laura, what have you found?
Wendy, the contrast is stark. California, New York, and Texas dominate as wealth hubs, each benefiting from specific industries and policies. Meanwhile, some states lack any billionaire residents, highlighting the concentrated nature of wealth and the economic disparities throughout the U.S.
It's a clear reflection of broader economic inequality.
Indeed. The situation raises questions about policies and conditions that could promote a more equitable wealth distribution, fostering growth and opportunities across all states.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, we've traversed from the evolving nature of summer vacations to the Federal Reserve's strategy on interest rates, rounding off with a look at wealth distribution in the U.S. It's clear that economic and societal shifts are redefining priorities and shaping decisions on an individual and institutional level. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Thanks for tuning in.